Are?
Yes.
So, you've heard your dad play, okay. Do you know how to play it?
No.
Not really? Okay. How about you, man?
You have something, and you swing it on the string.
Yeah, that's very good. Anyone else?
Sometimes you use your hands.
Hands, yeah, you use your hands, or Matthew was talking what's called a pick to use it on the strings. Yeah, Jubilee, what do you got?
You use your hand to make music.
You do, you use your hand to make music.
In order to play the guitar, you have to know what each of the strings' notes are and which combination of fingers to put on them to create the correct chord.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So you put your hand on this side, right? And you strum with your other hand, right? So we're going to try it. We're going to have Steve try that right now. And you tell me what you think. Ugh. Whoa. Is that good sound?
Yeah.
No, there's something wrong with that. What do you think's wrong with that?
He's holding the strings.
Okay.
Too tight so that they can't vibrate.
Oh, holding them too tight? Okay. What? Who else has a thought? Here.
The strings aren't working because he's holding them really thick.
Oh, okay. How about you?
Because he's using the nail.
Oh, he's using his nails instead? Okay. What do you think?
I was going to answer, but I'm going to let Peter answer.
Okay.
You have to, I don't know what they're called, but the metal thing at the end.
Tuning pegs.
The tuning peg. You have to use it to tune the thing and arrange how tight it is.
Wow, very good. Yeah, Joe?
I was going to say that the strings are too loose and he needs to use the tuning, he needs to turn the tuning pegs to tune them tighter.
Exactly. So, James, did you want to add something?
He was using the outside of his hand.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, Joe and Peter hit the nail on the head. So, the problem with the guitar is, for those strings to work, it has to be tight in two places. Here, which is already on there. And then down there, what Joe was calling was the tuning pegs. The tightness is called tension. So right now, as you can tell, the strings are very loose. There's no tension. So what that means is when Steve strummed the strings, instead of making music, it made noise. Not good noise. So even if Steve was the best player in the world, and this was the best guitar in the world. If the strings hold zero tension, then it can't make beautiful music. So the scripture reading today is, we heard the author Paul sharing a similar idea for us. Paul tells us that no matter how much we believe, no matter how smart we are, no matter how strong we are, no matter how awesome we are, and we're pretty awesome, aren't we? If we do not have love, then those other traits mean nothing. So again, it's like being the best guitar player in the world with the best guitar. And if the strings on the guitar have no tension, then we make bleh, no music. So for us, the tension is the love that we have for each other. So if the guitar had tension, how would we know? Christian. It would make beautiful noise, yeah. Well, not noise, music.
Music.
It would make beautiful music. So if the best guitar player, and there was tension, then we would have beautiful music. The same is true with us. When we have God's good love, then we will live the beautiful life by sharing that love with others. We will make beautiful music through our life and our choices. So what does God's beautiful life look like? Paul then tells us. He shares with us this good news for today. He tells us what living God's beautiful life looks like when we have God's love. Next slide. We are patient. We are kind. We are not envious, boastful, arrogant, or rude. We rejoice in truth and not in wrongdoing. So let me ask you, part of the key verse says, love is patient. So what does patience look like? Next slide. James, what is patience?
Waiting.
Waiting, very good. Did you want to add anything, Susie? How can you be patient?
You have to listen to what people say and wait.
Very good. So you have to listen to others and wait to talk. That's very good. What about you, Christian? No? Okay.
Well, love is patience because if you were patient, I have nothing.
Yes. Caleb, help me with the slides.
Okay. I have two.
Okay.
Patience is the comparative of wisdom.
Yeah.
And patience is the radiation experience of love.
Wow.
I like the fishing picture because you have to be patient to fish. And if you get too impatient and get angry, then you'll scare all the fish away.
That's very true. How about you, Peter? You want to add something? No? Okay.
What is patience?
So I like what James said. Patience is waiting. Yeah.
The cat picture. You have to have patience if you want something good.
Yep,
because it's waiting for the mouse to come out.
So we have a holiday coming up after Thanksgiving. And what is that?
Christmas.
Christmas. So some of you are waiting patiently for what? Presents. Some gifts. Yummy food. So when we are patient, when we wait well, when we listen to others, as Susie says, then we make beautiful music. So let's look at love is kind. What does kindness look like to you? Matthew, you shut your hand up.
Patience is kind, means no fighting. I know another one.
Can you turn to the next slide?
Always be nice and wait until your turn.
That's very good. How about you, Tim?
You love other people.
Yeah, very good. How about you, Jubilee? Sharing toys. That's very good. We want to share with others. Let me come back to you, okay?
Yeah. When you're nice.
When you're nice to others? Yeah. Hold on. James?
When we be kind, we remember Martin Luther King who made peace signs.
Wow, very good. Very good.
If you're just kind to mankind, then
What about the other animals and people? Without them, you wouldn't really be surviving without, like, meat from cows. So be kind to every kind, not just mankind, like that picture.
Okay. I'll come back to you, Matthew.
Being kind is like waiting for people and sharing and also just being nice overall.
Yeah. Matthew, what were you going to say?
We can change the world with kindness.
That's very true. So Judah is in a play this weekend. Today's the last day of it. And the title of his play is Words Matter. And at the bottom it says, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. And the whole play is about the effect of bad or rude or mean words on others. And so the point is, we want to be kind. And these kids really know how to make beautiful music. So we want to make beautiful music through our interactions with others. So, guys, there were other words or things that you were not supposed to do. Some of them were envy, boastful, arrogant, rude. These do not make beautiful music. But what are some examples of those? Do you know what those mean?
Ignoring, not paying attention.
Ignoring and not paying attention.
Not listening to your family.
Yeah, very good. Do you have one, Seth? No? Okay. Oh, let me come back to you, okay. Yes, Dorothy.
Hatred.
Hatred, yeah.
Not sharing food.
Not sharing food. Yeah. That's not nice. Yeah, so these all have no tension. Their music is bleh. They don't make any music. So we want to make beautiful music through our interactions with others to show them love by being patient and kind. Do you want to add something, Matthew?
Bad words.
Yeah, those can be also bad words. You're right.
Rudeness.
Yes. So when you interrupt somebody when they're talking, or you think that you're the best at everything, that's arrogance, or pride.
When you're using your words, saying curses and just saying mean things, could seriously hurt someone.
In the play,
someone was bullied so much that they just cracked and they shot people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hurting people's feelings.
Yeah.
Feeling.
This is the last one.
Okay, so like envy is basically like, it's basically jealousy, because if you see somebody that has like a really nice car and you want that car.
Yeah. Or game system.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So, all right.
Talking back to somebody.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good example of things that don't make any good sound, right? That's yucky. Okay, we're done with that. So I want to go back to the key verse. Can we read the key verse? It's at the bottom there. Let's read that one all together. Okay? Love is patient. Love is kind. Okay, I'm going to pray now, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, we know that when we are not acting in love, our words will probably sound like a terrible guitar with no tension. Help us to walk in your love so that our words will be a beautiful sound and an encouragement to others. Help us to walk in patience and kindness today. In Jesus' name, amen.